USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Republicans are calling for the visitors log from President Biden's home in Delaware, where top-secret documents were found in various locations. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican James Comer, on CNN overnight.
A special counsel was called for, but yet hours after that, we still had the president's personal attorneys, who have no security clearance, still rummaging around the president's residence looking for things. I mean, that would essentially be a crime scene.
Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America. It is a federal holiday.
We'll one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
The national debt at this time is nearly $31.5 trillion.
Senator Raphael Warnock is warning his fellow members of Congress that defaulting on the national debt is serious.
We can do deficit reduction, but at the same time, the last thing we ought to be doing is playing chicken with the American economy.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Georgia Democrat said any shock to the economy would disproportionately affect those already struggling the most. According to most analysts, August is the true deadline by which Congress needs to act on a budget in the debt limit. If nothing is worked out, Treasury could be forced to live hand-to-mouth through a series of interim debt ceiling increases for weeks or months. I'm John Schaefer.
Alabama basketball player 21-year-old Demarius Miles and her friend 20-year-old Michael Lynn Davis have been charged with capital murder after a fatal shooting near the campus Sunday morning. Police say 23-year-old Jamia Harris of the Birmingham area was shot and killed. At this time, they say the only motive appears to be a minor altercation. Miles has been removed from the basketball team. Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League wraps up tonight as the Cowboys will play the Buccaneers in Tampa, Florida. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will meet with Chinese financial leader Vice Premier Liu He in Switzerland on Wednesday to discuss economic developments between the two nations. The Zurich talks will be a follow-up to the November meeting between President Biden and China's Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. On day one of President Biden's term in office, he announced he stopped all construction on the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Since then, a crisis has been happening, with illegal immigrants flooding the border, with most of them being allowed into the interior of the country. New York City Mayor Eric Adams took a look for himself over the weekend.
On a trip to the Texas-Mexico border on Sunday, Mayor Eric Adams called out the federal government for not doing enough to alleviate the situation and not accepting the financial burden.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
Adams said FEMA needs to have a larger role. New York received tens of thousands of migrants in recent months, but noted the city has run out of space to take in any more migrants. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Climate activists and anti-World Economic Forum demonstrators called for higher taxes of the rich as they joined forces to demonstrate in Davos, Switzerland on Sunday. That's ahead of the opening of the World Economic Forum starting today. Jamaican authorities seized an estimated $80 million worth of cocaine Saturday from a ship in the port of Kingston. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.